Good morning. I want to open up by saying that, well, I left my USC pin, but I am from the University of South Carolina, and this is going to be my first national oral presentation, so thank you all for being here and providing your support. I want to first acknowledge some of the co-authors. My name is Samuel Town, by the way, and my mentor, Janice Probst, is one of the people that, without her help, I couldn't have done a lot of what I'm doing with regards to this research and much more. And so really what we're going to be talking about today is the quality of care provided at the aggregate level in areas that have higher levels of Native American Alaskan Natives. And basically what we've looked at is some outcomes from the home health compare files. And by the way, I have no financial relationship to disclose. All right, so higher risk among Native American Alaska Native populations. So part of the reason for my interest in actually looking at some of this and our interest as a group is basically the fact that Native American Alaskan Natives, if you're at all familiar with any of that research, there's a lot of vulnerability among that population. It's a really diverse group of individuals. Grouping them as a whole is not very fair. But as far as the data goes, from diabetes, chronic liver disease, poverty rates, education, obesity, smoking, there's a huge amount of risk factors out there that are really providing a real vulnerable status for this population of individuals. So potentially, as they're aging, and the increases in the population, in particular, just from 2000 to 2010, was about an increase of about 26.7%. If you include those that self-identify in combination with another race, it goes up to about 5.2 million people. And that aging population is projected to increase. 16 and older is approximately going to get up to about 1.8 million by 2050. So they're not a very high user as far as the percentage of people. You're mostly going to have white and female users of home health care. But as far as looking for the future and the trends, we're going to see an increased need and an increased utilization, and IHS and CMS collaborating and trying to bring the awareness of the fact that the Medicare is available and can be used for these individuals in particular is something that will be moving forward. So a little bit about home health care. Particularly, this is a Medicare certified home health care that we looked at, home health care agencies reporting by the zip code. And if you're not familiar with it, basically it's the services that you receive in your home that Medicare reimburses for based on an episode of payment, and primarily nursing care, physical therapy, occupational therapy, things like that. A home health aide might come into the home and help with a activity of daily living or something like that. So just basically what we have there. And the purpose of our research, we wanted to identify whether or not the quality, as I stated earlier, is the same, or is somebody at a disadvantage in these particular zip codes where we break down higher levels of Native American and Alaskan Natives versus those areas that are all other areas. So basically, we have a cross-sectional sample. The Medicare Home Health Compare files are what CMS reports publicly. And then Research Triangle Institute's spatial impact factor data. It's a really useful data tool or database that has a lot of characteristics that we incorporated into our analysis. And so this is what, when we say an area that has a high level of Native American Alaskan Natives, it's about the 95th percentile and higher. So that's where we get this peculiar 4.17%. To go higher than that, you risk your sample sizes going below what we can actually use. These are really the outcome measures that we use. So primarily utilization and
leaning on the light switch. Thank you.
So primarily utilization and improvement measures. So whether or not they improved in their ambulation, whether or not they had a wound improvement, were they admitted to the hospital from home health care, needing emergent care related to a wound that got worse. So these are all factors that are associated with the actual episode of care that's provided. And they are risk-adjusted, which allows us to, I guess, basically compare more apples to apples when you're talking about the case mix, when you're taking into account the case mix from agency to agency. I won't get into this very much, but these are some of the control variables that we used. And we used RUCA codes at the zip code. So basically, we combined zip codes and zip code tabulation areas. If nobody's familiar with that, it's not that big of a deal. But the disability among elders, the number of physical disabilities, so the need in some of these areas, income, education, and if you're familiar with the RUCA codes, we use the four-level version. There's, you can go higher than 10 actually on some of those, but for our sample sizes, four levels was what we could actually use. So the red is really what I like to focus on, and you have these as a reference if you want to go back to them. But basically, in some of these areas, the income, so some of these social determinants of what your health status would be across the lifespan. And that's the primary emphasis of the research, was focusing on some of these social determinants of health, your area. We are limited to the fact that we're talking about zip codes, so we really can't say specifically any real causal links to any individuals. Plus, again, this is cross-sectional. And I also want to point out that where you have areas that have more than one home health care agency reporting the quality indicators, they are averaged, so just so you know. And there are quite a few that have more than one. So again, these areas by far lower income and lower education. So, and this just gives you an idea of the makeup, so basically where these areas are. Majority of Native American Alaskan Natives are in urban areas. However, there is a large percentage in rural remote areas. Reservation settings, different things like that. So there's definitely a big rural component to this. So a lot of what somebody might be familiar with rural areas in general, I mean, very vulnerable areas across a whole host of characteristics. And so these are some of the average adjusted rates. So basically, this controls for the control variables that I listed earlier. As you can see, I mean, we are limited a little bit with the fact that the data is, we're not really saying a lot about the outcome as far as the variation that we're talking about. So that is limited with some of the information that is made available to us. But that aside, I mean, you can see for hospital admissions, just for across all the utilization, these are basically the poor quality across the board. Aside from the emergent care related to a wound, which was no different, you can see in these areas there is a need. There is something wrong. There's something going on in these areas where you have poor quality. And I won't mention it too much, but we included another analysis in the paper that we're writing for this, is that basically if you take into the consideration the interaction of rurality in these areas, you do find that even across the board, when you're looking at some of the interaction graphs, basically, you can see that rural areas are going to, even rural areas compared to Native American Alaskan Native areas in particular, you can see that consistently Native American Alaskan Native areas, regardless of rurality, have poorer quality. So in some of those differences are lessened when you talk about small towns, but in general, that's what you'll see. Okay. And so these are the improvement measures, so walking, moving around, ambulation, taking oral medications, pain management, different things like that. I mean, this is a pretty powerful information where you see across the board, aside from wound improvement, there's really a quality of care issue in these areas where the percentage of people that are getting better through that episode of care is lower, statistically significant. And so this is one of the maps that I've done. This is all the improvement measures on one slide, basically. And so every improvement measure, the negative aspect, so less improvement across the board. And you can see there's not a lot, but when you drill down a little bit, you look at improved ambulation, then you'll see, I mean, there's definitely some wider hot spots when you break it down, again, with bathing. And then wound improvement, you can see that actually Oklahoma seems to be doing a little bit better. So these areas, by the way, those are the hot spots. Those are the red points, sorry. Again, with utilization, not a lot to see when you have it all together, but when you break it down, definitely, I mean, you can see there's something going on in Oklahoma there. So again, cross-sectional data, some of the limitations here. What we were able to actually use, we're using zip code level, so we really can't talk a lot about the individual, maybe like a multi-level analysis that incorporated individual characteristics and individuals, and using some of those ecological variables as well to see if maybe some cross-level moderations could be found. And so then we also have the strength is the risk-adjusted. And so more research definitely needs to be going forward. There needs to be more research that tries to find out why. Why is there this difference? Is it something to do with rural as far as reimbursement? The distances across some of these home health care agencies that people have to travel, are they getting adequate reimbursement rates through the Medicare? And, I mean, in general, I mean, there's really an issue. So that's it.
Questions? Yes.